Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Heather Buckmaster talking international opportunities for the beef industry in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. The Oklahoma Beef Council is one of several state beef councils that allocates extra resources to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And Executive Director Heather Buckmaster says it really pays.
Yes, we made the decision because, you know, we look at Oklahoma. We have 3.875 million consumers in the state of Oklahoma. 96% of the world's population is outside of the U.S. Oklahoma, and we represent about 1.2% of the U.S. population. So we want to make sure we're making the most difference. So we made the choice to invest with U.S. Meat Export Federation. Our dollars are matched up to 3 and 4 times. So we take that precious dollar, we're able to extend it and make the most difference for producers in Oklahoma. So this past year, we invested in multiple promotions with USMEF. Specifically, one was I say this right, Yakiniku Festival. And this was a really strong focus in on their member restaurants and change. This is a style of cooking in Japan. And so as a result of Oklahoma Checkoff dollars in partnership and being leveraged, it moved 1.5 million pounds of beef, U.S. beef through the system. My favorite one, and I love this story, the American Fair, that's the name of the promotion. So with a major retail group in Japan, they have 1,500 outlets. It started in June, but they were able to increase U.S. beef sales 49% during the time period of the promotion. And that was 90,000 pounds more of beef. But most important is that U.S. beef is going to be replacing, for their store brand, we're going to be replacing another country's beef program. And it's all going to be U.S. beef, which should increase the volume of U.S. beef purchases into next year by 70%. And so being able to see that kind of success, knowing our dollars are getting matched and being able to provide the results back to Oklahoma producers, we believe is very important.
Let's talk about the new year. Fiscal year 2017 just now underway. Your board's approved your plan of work. What does it entail?
Well, first of all, we put a new long-range plan into place for 2017 through 2020. And our mission statement, and we feel very strongly about this, is to enhance beef demand by strengthening consumers' trust and exceeding consumers' expectations. And so we're looking at this in 3 strategic priorities. One is to improve beef's image. That is absolutely important. 2 is to connect and communicate with consumers. And the 3rd aspect of that is obviously to continue drive growth in the beef export markets. So as we look at, for instance, beef image, but strengthen our efforts in the health professional world and really focusing on those people that consumers listen to for their dietary advice.
Talking about some of the strategy that the Oklahoma Beef Council has developed for the new fiscal year that started the 1st of October. That's Executive Director Heather Buckmaster. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Friday, November 18th on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 22,000 head to be offered starting at 8 a.m., including 6,000 yearlings, 14,000 weaned calves. Then 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon, a Superior Select female sale will feature replacement heifers, bred cows, and cow-calf pairs. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.